Welcome to Torah Timeach Hanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz. Today we pick up Sefer Tehillim Perek Kuf Lamed Zayin, which is chapter 137. It's a chapter of great sadness. It's a chapter of great pain. It's a chapter of the pain of the Galut, which David HaMelech did not actually experience. As Chazal tell us in Gittin Nun Zayin Amud Bet, Hashem showed David Benevuah, the Chorban of the Bayit, that he did not yet build. The dream of David, of course, to create a structure, to create a place where the Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu could dwell. And the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that would come the day when Klal Yisrael would not deserve this closeness, and that house, that temple, would be destroyed. David HaMelech saw Benevuah, the Chorban, the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, and he voiced the pain, which we continue to lament and mourn in these words of, again, Mizmor Kuf Lamed Zayin, 137. And he voices the pain from the viewpoint of the Levim, of the ones who had done the service, who had sang, who had guarded the gates, who had been that much closer to the Shechina in the Beit HaMikdash. Through their view, David sings the pain of the Chorban. Beginning with Pasuk Aleph. Al naros bavel, sham yashavnu gam bachinu, bizachrenu es tzion. As the Chazal tell us in the Midrash Psikta, Rabasi, it was on the banks of the river of Babylon, where finally we sat and cried as we remembered Tzion. And it was only at the river Babylon that they could cry. As Chazal tell us again in that Midrash, the river itself added to the pain of Klal Yisrael. The river, which was muddy and unsanitary, and coming to drink on their road to exile, as Rabbi Yochanan tells us, more Jews were killed at the banks of the river from drinking this dirty, putrid water than had been killed by all the soldiers of Nebuchadnezzar. But it was only there, Sham Yashavnu, there we could sit, but not before. On the path, as the Bayit burned and the survivors were led away from home, the path from Yerushalayim till Bavel, the Babylonian captors did not allow the Jews to sit. And not only from malice, and not only because they were torturing the merciless Jews, but they were aware of a truth that some of us need to be reminded of at times. Said the Babylonian captors, "The God of the Jews is merciful. If we give the Jews a moment to sit, they will pray. They will daven. And if they have that moment to pray, they will get a response." And so these vicious guards, themselves aware of the power of the prayers of Klal Yisrael, did not allow the Jews to rest. They pushed them relentlessly until they were out of Eretz Yisrael, because they knew how potent a weapon was the tefillah, that Klal Yisrael would perhaps say, could they pause for a moment and pray. So there we sat, gam bachinu. We also cried. Who is the also? And again, Chazal and Midrash tell us, as the Jews were dying from drinking the putrid water of the Babylonian river, Nebuchadnezzar and his entourage watched from pleasure boats that were floating on these very waters with music playing in the background. And they watched the princes and nobles of Yehuda being led by shackled. Said Nebuchadnezzar, "This looks too easy. This looks like a pleasure walk." And he loaded them with terrible loads and bent their backs permanently. These nobles of Yehuda wailed and they cried. They cried, gam bachinu, we cried, but also HaKadosh Baruch Hu cried at the disgrace and the pain of his children as they were led past the river Babylon and out into Galut. Al Aravim Besocha Talinu Kinorosenu. On the willows within it, we hung our kinol, our musical instruments. And here the very famous Midrash, where Nebuchadnezzar called from his yacht, so to speak, from his boat, to those who were being led out, "Sing to our idols as you sang in the temple." answered Klal Yisrael, had we sung as we should when we had the Beit HaMikdash, we would not be here. We would not be exiled. Had we just sung one honest song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we could. And there, Talinu Kinoroseinu, Kisham She'elunu Shovenu, Divrei Shir, V'Solaleinu Simcha. Our captors demanded from us that we take the very songs we had sung to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beit HaMikdash and wanted us to sing those songs to their gods. V'Solaleinu Simcha. Solaleinu is an ambiguous word. According to Rashi, the Radak, it's a form of musical instrument. According to the Mitzudot, it is a form of hololot, the wild words who asked us to sing. Shiru lanu mishil Tzion. Not just sing a song, but sing the songs of Tzion. Sing the sacred songs composed by David himself to accompany the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beit HaMikdash and trample and disgrace these songs by singing them to us and our gods. And answer these pitiful Jews, not lo nashil, but ich nashil. How possibly can we sing? And again, looking in the Midrash, we understand the impossibility of how the Jews could not sing. Because Chazal tell us that when demanded to sing, these very Leviim mutilated themselves, bit off their own fingers, so they could not strum their instruments. Then turned to Nebuchadnezzar and said, Ich nashil. See, we cannot sing. Ich nashir et shir Hashem al admas nechal. We are incapable, spiritually, and now that we've harmed ourselves, also physically. We cannot sing the songs of Tzion on foreign idol-worshipping lands, on alien soil. Pause to notice how moving is it that in putting into words the story of the Chorban, David HaMelech composed a song from the viewpoint of those who could not sing. And the song of David, to encapsulate this pain, is the song of the silence of the Levim who no longer could sing. Now, again, to step out for a moment from this picture painted by the Midrash of the terrible pain of the survivors of the Chorban, the Malbim takes this in a slightly different direction, but furthers the same message. Where the Malbim points out, the Midrash paints a terrible picture of the travail and the pain at the Babylon River as Klal Yisrael left. But as the Malbim points out, Sham Yashavnu, passing the Babylon River, we then went into Bavel proper. And as has been the story of Jews begalut, of Jews in exile throughout history, we did not remain pitiful refugees for long. Yashavnu, we settled. There would be a galut of 70 years in Bavel, and the Jews became comfortable, and the Jews became successful. And the impoverished immigrants, survivors, stragglers, wounded, who showed up in Bavel, settled and planted roots and built houses, and we could imagine had driveways with two luxury cars, and eventually became somewhat comfortable, as Jews have over the years. But even so, Bachino al Tzion, says the Malbim, as comfortable as they became, perhaps the upper middle class, perhaps top tier, whatever tax bracket they were in Bavel, they remembered the songs of Tzion, not the streets of Yerushalayim, not the malls, not Shuk Machane Yuda, but rather Tzion, which symbolizes the Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that rested in that place. The Nisim, the Avoda, the service in the Beit HaMikdash, the Torah, the Kvod Hashem that was apparent when the Beit HaMikdash stood, the Nevuah, the prophecy, the Ruach HaKodesh. In the words of the Malbim, Ha'osher Haruchani She'ne'evad Lanu. The spiritual wealth that had been ours. All this was lost, and all this is what the Jews cried over. Because all this they knew, as comfortable as they would be, Bibavel, They could never, ever recapture this. Shir Lanu Mishir Tzion, according to the Malbim, said the Babylonians to the Jews, Bavel is your new home. Whatever you sang there, whatever was the tune in the Beit HaMikdash, replace the words. We can be your national anthem. You'll succeed here. You'll embrace our culture. Hebrew will switch to another language. Sing to Bavel. It's your new home. You can be the greatest citizens in our country. Klal Yisrael say, Ech nashir et shir Hashem, al admat nechal. There is no song we can sing here that is Shil Hashem. We can sing songs to Bavel, we can be successful, we can be in the highest levels of society. But Shil Hashem, songs of Tzion, this land is not compatible with the Ruchniot level of which we sang in Eretz Yisrael. And again, as successful as the Jews would be, they could not transplant the Shil Hashem. They could not bring over the spiritual wealth of the songs of Hashem and just change the words to be the national anthem of Bavel. Because any land of Galut, however many cars in the driveway, however successful and welcome and respected we may be, does not hold the spiritual wealth of what was lost with Tzion. And thus continues this mizmor, continues in Pasuk Hey, Im eshkachech Yerushalayim, tishkach yimini. As Klal Yisrael point out, just as a person could never forget his right hand, it is impossible that we would ever forget Yerushalayim. According to the Targum, these are not only the words of Klal Yisrael, but these are also the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who says, just as you cannot forget Zion, I can never forget Zion and the closeness that we had over there. Tidbak leshoni lechiki, let my tongue stick to my palate, im lo ezkirechi, if I do not mention you, Yerushalayim. As the Sforno points out, it is incumbent upon us, we must mention Yerushalayim formally in our tefillot every single day. We do not forget, we cannot forget. And in every tefillah, we again beg and plead for Yerushalayim. Im lo a'ale es Yerushalayim al rosh simchasi. At every event, at every instance in which we celebrate a certain simcha, we always do so with part of our heart still broken over what is missing, over what was lost. And here, of course, from this pasuk, have been developed many of the halachot of mourning that we take with us throughout the galut. The zecher lechorban that remains in every house of one part that's not fully finished. The ashes on the head of a chatan and the glass that's broken. Where again, biyom simchato, on his day of greatest joy, we always come back to the part of us that has never been healed and the part that can never forget Tzion. The mizmor then turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zechor Hashem ivnei Edom. Remember Hashem to the offspring of Edom, the offspring of Esav. Es Yom Yerushalayim. Yom Yerushalayim is not the holiday. Yom Yerushalayim is the day of sadness, of pain, the day of the Chorban. Ha'omerim aru aru ad hayesod ba. Those who would say destroy, destroy until the very foundations. And as Chazal point out, as painful or more painful than the destruction itself, was the gleeful cackling and the joyous noises made by those who urged the destruction on. And this is where David turns to Bas Bavel Hashtuda, O violated daughter of Bavel. And as Rav Hirsch explains these closing psukim, the statement of David to Bavel is, the day you destroyed the Beit HaMikdash was not the end of the Jewish people, but it signified the end of the Babylonian Empire. From when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, Bavel, which had been the most powerful empire in the history of the world until that point, began to decline and eventually was taken over by Paras U'Madai, which of course was the empire which would allow for the rebuilding of the next Beit HaMikdash. The destruction of the Beit HaMikdash was not the destruction of the Jewish people. The destruction of the Beit HaMikdash was the destruction of the Babylonian Empire. Bas Bavel Hashtuda, you violated daughter of Babylon. Ashrei Shishalem Lach, praised is the one who will repay you. Es Gmulech Shagamalt Lanu, a punishment commensurate with what you did to us. Ashrei Shiochez Vinipates Es Olalech Il Hasela. Praise to him who will dash your infants against the rock. There will be retribution to the Babylonian Empire, to Malchut Bavel. But no, says David HaMelech. The destruction of the temple was not the destruction of the Jewish people. Klal Yisrael continue to sing Shir Tzion. We never turn these songs or give them over to any host nation. This is Admat Nechal. This is alien soil. But we are a living, breathing, hoping nation because we continue to sing those Shirei Tzion. I know there will come the day when we will sing these songs in Beit Hashem, in the Beit HaMikdash. May it be very soon and in our days. Thank you for studying Le'iloi Nishmot, Helen Maskevitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Shirei Tapleta. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.